story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Morris Avenue for the smell of natural gas in the apartment building. Caller advising that the apartment building smells like natural gas.
We found the source of the smell. She's doing fingernails and it's nail polish remover.
Woodside Road for a male that is intoxicated, being physical and verbal. He ran the complainant over with his walker, and the complainant now has an injured foot.
Engine 421, Pebble Avenue. This is going to be for a party that's going on here. They moved a lit fire pit into their garage. We sent the officers as well.
A copy and noise complaint. The reserve street for a person in the apartment that is dropping bowling balls on the complainant's apartment.
The red envoy. The male driver is
going to
be a Brett Farming
impersonator.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update. We would love to deputize you. If you find a crime you think fits into this update, maybe in your local paper, just click on the link. Go to our website for that at WKLH.com, and I need a little special music for the very first one today.
Dumbass.
Yeah, well, how about we get a little Benny Hill going here? I'm going to start in Caledonia.
Okay.
This happened on March 28th, just about 1 o'clock in the morning, Douglas Avenue. A vehicle exiting a local tavern drove into the path of a passing semi-truck. The truck sustained minor damage, but the vehicle, an Audi station wagon, was spun, literally spun, 180 degrees and drove back right into the tavern's parking lot. The driver of the Audi was arrested. OWI, first offense.
Went back in. Ordered a beer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what happened to me.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. How lucky. Don't drink and drive.
No, please.
Oh, my God, though. Let's stay in Caledonia for the next one. April 3rd, 11:17 in the morning. Officers and the fire department respond to a residence after the babysitter was locked out of the house by a two-year-old.
Oh, man.
The sitter had stepped outside to obtain an item from a vehicle, leaving the door propped open. The toddler decided to remove the prop and locked the sitter outside. The fire department was able to force entry to the residence. The child was unharmed. The parents were notified.
It happens.
It happens all the time. Probably.
My kid locked me out of the car once.
What'd you do?
I had to call my husband, who was working at the fire department, who said, please don't call the fire department. So I called roadside assistance, and they said, I'm going to call the fire department.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the guys at the firehouse said...
Oh, you're Jim Rinelli's wife.
Yeah. Mm. Let's go to the city of Rice Lake for the next one. This happened on April 11th. City of Rice Lake. A woman called police after watching a TikTok video to report seeing a crying Romanian man who was depressed. She watched this on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
She called the Rice Lake Police Department.
Okay.
When the Rice Lake Police Department told the woman there was nothing they could do about it, the woman apologized and said, oh, I meant to call the Romanian police, the Rice Lake police.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
How did she... Okay.
Alexa?
There's so many questions here. How did she know he was in Romania, really? Because it was just a video.
Does she speak Romanian? I don't know.
Well, he was crying, right? I mean, that's universal.
It is.
Sad.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Maybe. I don't...
Boy, she had to scroll a little further down on the speed dial.
Yeah,
apparently
right.
Has Rice Lake and the Romanian police department on her phone.
Sergeant Irv from Waukesha sends these in. Friday, April 12th, 6:57 p.m. A man on Linden Street said he had just broken up with his girlfriend, and then she drove her car into his. Her car was in the lot.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah.
That is a dumbass move.
Also, Waukesha, 10:13, Saturday night, a loud party and a bonfire was being held on Cecilia Court. The caller was upset because, quote, when he yelled profanities through his Ring doorbell, the person who he thought was drinking underage, but who was not underage, flipped him off while holding a beer can.
Oh, those Ring cameras.
Made him mad. From Fox Crossing, April 9th, Suspicious person complained about a male walking down the sidewalk, quote, growling at people. He was taken into custody for violations of his bond.
Growling at people is a violation?
Growling. Yeah, I guess it is. Huh. From the Sheboygan scanner, the Sheboygan Menards, quote, a couple is now trying to pay with fake $100 bills. Probably had Charlie Barron's face on him. I don't know.
I'm sure they say movie money, not real, or probably movie prop or something.
March 27th, city of Ashland. A caller wanted to make a report after a garden gnome was stolen from her yard. The woman told police the thief left a note, and the note read, quote, you don't know me, but I have your gnome.
Aww.
Liam Neeson. I have a very particular gnome from your front lawn. And April 10th, the village of Elm Grove. A resident called police to report she had a duck in her living room. Before police arrived, the woman called back to say she had placed a trail of crackers leading to the front door. And yes, the duck followed the trail and left.
Smart.
Very smart. Well, good for her. I wonder how the duck got in.
Know.
Did you leave the door open?
Probably, yeah. Maybe through one of those little pet doors.
Yeah, maybe. That would be a smart duck, though.
Comedian Julio Torres says when it comes to ducks, his favorite is Daisy Duck.
As a child, my favorite cartoon character was by far Daisy Duck, Donald's wife, sometimes girlfriend. I love Daisy because whenever she blinked or whenever she closed her eyes, you could see that she was wearing a deep purple eyeshadow. No matter where she was. And I just thought there was something so beautiful and so vulnerable about her accidentally revealing how much she cared. Donald was always late and she never complained. But when she closed her eyes, I'd be like, oh no, she dressed up.